Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Executive Director from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, about a rare car currently on display at the museum. Bob, you got a pretty pricey car with you right now. Take us through that car and why it's here.
Well, we're in the midst of our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit that runs through October 1st inside our museum. And the last two of A.J.'s cars just arrived today. We have his GT40 car that won the 1967 24 Hours of Le Mans with Dan Gurney. And we also have his Indy car, his Copenhagen Skoal Shootout Indy car, on display inside the museum. And that rounds out our exhibit, which is the largest exhibit we've had for our Salute to Champion exhibits. This is the ninth year we've done them. We started with Tony Stewart 9 years ago. And right now we have nine of A.J. Foyt's race cars in the museum, which, as I stated, is the largest number of race cars for one driver we've ever had in our museum.
You know, you got the GT40. Take us through how rare and why it's such a big deal to be here in Knoxville.
Well, the car's on loan to us from Tom Malloy out in California, and Tom owns the car. And when we have cars come in that are loaned to us, we have quite a bit of paperwork and insurance work to fill out on each of the cars to cover the insurance while the cars are with us. They're all fully insured while they're here with us at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And we asked Tom what the value was on the GT40 car, and he said, Bob, that car is valued at $3 million. And so I said, Tom, how do you value a car at $3 million? And he said, well, I'll tell you, Bob. He said, last year, a gentleman came into my museum out in California, and he offered me $3 million for that race car. He said, so that's how I know it's worth $3 million. So that is quite a feat on that race car. It's on display right in the center of our museum behind our memorial wall, and it is part of our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit. With nine of A.J.'s cars, you can definitely see the variety of race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his career. You can see the dirt midget car he raced, the dirt champ car, the sprint car, the Indy cars, the roadsters, and of course the GT40 Le Mans car, the Indy cars. It's just an excellent exhibit, and the videos that go with the race cars in the exhibit really tell the story that A.J. Foyt was a driver who could drive any type of race car he got into.
When you hear A.J. Foyt's name, everybody knows racing. Everybody knows that name. When it comes to the display here, and you said it started in June, and it's going to be here until October 1st. So what do people need to do if they want to come down and take a look at it?
All you have to do is come to the museum. Our museum admission is very reasonably priced at only $5 for adults and $4 for seniors to come into the museum and look at the exhibit. Check out all the videos, and also we're featuring A.J. Foyt videos up in our museum's theater on the second floor. So we have plenty of videos where you can learn a lot about the history of A.J. Foyt and look at the race cars he drove. These are not replica cars or cars made to look like. These are all the real race cars that A.J. Foyt sat in and raced during his career. So we're very honored to have the cars and a lot of the memorabilia from A.J.'s history with us here in the museum.
A.J. wasn't just in the open wheels or closed. Just take us through all the, if you can, all the things that you know about A.J. Foyt, especially when it comes to racing, why he was such a big name.
Well, A.J. started, you know, racing down in Texas, as the videos we've learned, you know, with his father. And he liked racing from the very beginning. But I think growing up racing with his dad and starting to build his own race cars, that's what really interested him in making a career out of racing. And he progressed to the United States Auto Club midget ranks, the sprint car ranks, the dirt champ ranks, raced at the Indianapolis 500, won the Indianapolis 500 four times, which is a feat in itself, and then also won the Daytona 500, the Firecracker 400, and the NASCAR stock cars, raced, you know, all over the place in sports cars at Daytona and across the world, and was just known as the type of driver who could really race a car in any type of race car that he got into. And I think that's one of the fascinating things about A.J. Foyt's history and his career, and that he was so versatile and able to adapt so quickly to the different types of race cars he drove, and not only be very proficient in them, but get out and win in the race cars with very little experience in those type of different racing cars he got into.
Is there anything else that people should know about the A.J. Foyt display, as well as all the other displays here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame?
Well, AJ is one of our inductees. He was in the first class of inductees here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So it's always an honor for us to do a salute to champion for one of the drivers or one of the people who is an inductee here at the museum. I think people will enjoy looking at AJ's cars. Also, we have a tribute to Jesse Hockett with three of Jesse Hockett's cars in the museum and about 25 other race cars that we have on display, in addition to all of the memorabilia, the movies upstairs in the theater, the Hall of Fame, and the great view of Knoxville Raceway that we have here in Turn 2. It definitely is a bargain at $5 for adults to come through the museum. And a lot of people don't know this, but we're open 7 days a week. We're here on Saturdays and Sundays, and we're open through the winter hours too. So there's only 4 days a year we're closed, and those are the major holidays. So we're very easy for people to come by from 8 in the morning till 6 at night, go through the museum, check out the exhibits. Also, we have t-shirts and posters that feature our Salute to Champion AJ Foyt exhibit that we have with us.
Thanks to Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.